John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
You know him from HGTV, but that's not all he does. At least that's what we're finding out. He's Jonathan Scott. He's one of the Property Brothers, and he's joining us now because he's got a new film that's coming to PBS's Independent Lens. Hiya, Jonathan. How you doing?
I am well. Good morning. Thanks for talking to me.
All right, we got to get some HGTV stuff out of the way first. So you are the flannel shirt guy, not the suit guy.
That is correct. And we are not a CG technology. There are actually two of us. Right.
And didn't you and your brother grow up on some sort of farm out in the woods somewhere? How did you guys get into this, and how did you end up with this incredibly successful TV series?
Yeah, we grew up on a ranch just outside of Vancouver, Canada, and it was a horse ranch. And so, you know, we were always kind of handy growing up. You know, we would build the barns and the fences, and we built the home with Dad when we were 14. And that kind of segued when we were coming out of high school. We didn't want to be struggling artists because, you know, I'm also a magician, and Drew wanted to be an actor, and let's fund our own creative endeavors with real estate. And so we read every book we possibly could.
Wow.
And we managed to buy our very first house at 18 years old for only $250 out of pocket. And so we took over his mortgage and fixed it up, and a year later sold it for $50,000 profit. And that's when we thought, wow, there might be a business here. And so eventually I went to school for construction and design, and Drew, we licensed as a realtor, and the rest, you know, is history.
It is amazing. The only thing that's more amazing than that is how you find houses at the prices you find them at. When are you going to come to, like, you know, come east where houses really cost money?
Hey, it depends on where you are, because, you know, when we film in some cities like, you know, Los Angeles or Toronto or, you know, Vancouver, even when we were in New York, the prices are huge, they're really, really high. But then when we film in places like, you know, Nashville or some of the outlying areas, Atlanta, the houses were a lot less expensive. So it just depends on where you are. The prices are all over.
Lucky for you, I have a Philadelphia radio market that I'm speaking with, and I have some downstairs work that needs to be done in my house. And so if you would like to swing on by Philadelphia.
Well, the thing is, I got your email, but I'm not exactly sure what a 50 Shades room is.
There's already a house in Plymouth Meeting that has an entire basement full of 50 Shades stuff, so we don't need it at my house.
Now, you've got a film coming up on PBS's Independent Lens, Jonathan Scott's Power Trip, and this is all about solar heating, solar power, and what's going on behind the scenes with it. This seems to me like an extension of Who Killed the Electric Car, except now you're dealing with an even bigger situation.
I mean, I kind of fell into this. I was putting solar on my home in Vegas, and I thought it was good for the environment, but I didn't know much more about it than that. And I was met with so many complications, so many strange rules from the utility that would limit how much solar I could put in. And then eventually, once I did get the system up and running, all of a sudden net metering was killed in Nevada, which put all the solar companies out of business. I really started digging in, and I discovered that it was worse even in other states, Arizona, Florida, all over the country. It varies. And there's this secret war that's being waged against renewable energy by the fossil fuel utilities. And it's really the end consumer who suffers, particularly in low-income communities. And so that really set me on this three-year journey to cross the country, talk to people from all over, and find out what's going on. And I'm telling you, when you watch it, your head will spin with some of the corruption and some of the shady stuff. It's like right out of the tobacco playbook with some of these misinformation campaigns.
Do you think that this will turn around at some time in the future, or will just be the people complaining enough and getting on their legislators' backs to, like, hey, stop this crap?
No, we're right at that tipping point already. So coal power was the dirtiest power to produce. And in just the last 2 years, there were 20 coal power plants still slated to be opened in the U.S. And in the last 2 years, all of those projects have now been abandoned or closed down because it's not worth it. But I think what's happening is you now all of a sudden have all of these utilities who are saying, okay, well, solar and wind is good for business. They're putting it into their mix, their energy mix. But the thing is, they now want to control it, so they don't want you to have rooftop solar.
Uh-huh.
So that's where the real battle comes forward. And the job creation is in rooftop solar. That's where the majority of those new jobs are being created. So it's trying to find that balance where we're doing something that's good for the environment, but we're also doing something that's good for people.
Now, I have a personal question, actually two personal questions. All right. First off, did you really turn down The Bachelor three times?
Yes, I did.
God bless you for that.
Bachelor and twice for the U.S. one.
God bless you for that. And this is the most highly personal question I could ask you. Is looking into Zooey Deschanel's eyes, are they as blue as they appear to be on TV?
I thought you were going to ask if the plaid shirts match the underwear, but this is a much easier one. Yes, I am very aware that I'm dating up. Zooey is just the most incredible human, and staring into those eyes is pretty mesmerizing. So, yes, I am dating up.
All right, have you ever spoken to her about the Kinks? I'm talking about the band.
Oh, it's like this. Yeah, I was going to say for a second, wait, what are we talking about? Yes, I have.
Okay, because I know she's a huge Kinks fan. So anytime she wants to call in here and talk about the Kinks, we'll gladly talk to her about it. Jonathan Scott, his new film for PBS's Independent Lens is called Power Trip. Jonathan, good luck with this and all of your projects. Really, my wife and I are big fans of the work you guys do, although she has a thing for that Holmes guy. All right, but thank you for taking the time, and thanks for being with us today.
Anytime. Thank you.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.